Although we're not here to talk about the weather.
No.
I'm not going to do that to you, Doug.
But it is nice to have a meteorologist subject matter expert in the house. And, of course, we're talking about Mr. Doug Hedy. Good morning, sir.
Hey, what's going up, guys?
Well, you know it.
Yeah, it
you know, is hot. You've got your finger on the pulse.
I know. It's been crazy hot over the past week. And then now into the next couple days. But, yeah, we're going to get a little relief over the next few days, which is good.
Your popularity is going to go up a little bit.
Yeah, because it was really down last week. So, you know, it can only go up.
It's the good place to go.
Yes.
So have you avoided going to the store and everything else like I used to do?
Yeah, you know, my wife, she does most of that.
Yeah.
So, which is good. So I'm always the one who's like, yeah, I'll do some yard work. You go to the grocery store, da-da-da-da-da.
Uh-huh.
I understand.
I imagine if you have to go out in public, you might be wanting to wear one of those Groucho Marx glasses and big noses.
Yeah. You don't want to get yelled at, especially by a farmer right now because they are hurting.
I know.
So.
Yeah, we know. We've been talking to a lot of our agriculture experts over the last couple of weeks. Tom Brand, who's the executive director for the NAFB.
Okay.
Jackie, who owns the Joplin Regional Stockyards, a couple of other people. And yeah,
it's
hurting all over the United States.
It's bad, but it does get quite a bit better later this week. Plus, we get a little bit of rain, which is good.
Looking forward to that. Yeah. We're looking forward to hearing, Doug, about the work you've been doing to raise awareness for desmoplastic small round cell tumors and other cancers among children. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we started a foundation. It's a Christian Hedy Foundation. You know, I think I kind of bit off a little bit more than I could chew with this one. And we wanted to do a yearly foundation to help not research for cancer. We wanted this money to go to exactly families that went through this exact same thing we did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we fought for 15 months and we never got a chance to make a wish. So, because there's a waiting period. So, we want to be able to help those families out now. And so, we decided to do the Christian Hedy Foundation and do a yearly event. So, we chose September. September is his death month. We're coming up on 1 year. He passed September 3rd of 2021. And then September is also Childhood Cancer Awareness Month.
Oh, okay.
So we were like, great, let's do it then. So, I didn't want to do it near his death date because it's Labor Day weekend.
Right. Hmm.
So we waited a couple weeks. So we did September 17th at King Jack Park, and we're doing all kinds of cool things. We're going to have a walk and a run, which starts at 10 a.m., and then we're going to have a cornhole tournament.
Fun.
We're going to have a kickball tournament.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Which... you guys, I'm telling you, if cornhole, kickball, should do one or the other. But during that period of time, we're going to have live bands playing all day long. We're going to have bouncy castles out there for kids.
Fun.
And then we have about 12 to 15 food trucks that have committed.
Excellent.
So it's almost like a big field day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In a sense. And as long as the weather's okay.
That's up to you, man.
I know. And Mother Nature and I mean, we kind of butt heads a little bit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, you know, it should be a great event, but we want to do this to not only honor my son's name, but to help other families go through that because mm-hmm. we didn't think it would happen to us.
Right. Yeah.
And the next family it happens to, they don't think it's going to happen to them. But if they can have some help along the way, it's well worthwhile.
You know, you shared your story via Facebook. You were, you know, when I worked on television for almost 18 years, and even though I throw everything out there to a certain extent, I'm still a very private person. Was that difficult for you to share your family's journey and Christian's journey?
Yes and no. You know, at first it started as just trying to let viewers know why I wasn't at work.
Right.
And then you get so much feedback and they want feedback. So then it became, okay, so I'm going to update you on what's going on. So it, you know, going back to it, I never thought, oh, I'm going to bring in the entire public. It was just simply letting people know why I wasn't at work, and then it just kind of rolled
accelerated.
Down.
Yeah, right. Escalated.
Much. Yeah.
Wow.
So, and it's fine. And I mean, we're real open about it. We talk about it all the time now. We're still, you know, we're still in our stages after he passed of even our friends sometimes don't know what to say to us. And we,
sure.
you know, we try to always, you know, I can read that body language. I'm like, hey, it's okay. Ask what you want to ask.
Right.
Yeah. So
did that support though, kind of help you and your family with this process? And I know it's still going.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we were all over the place, you know, because his type of cancer was so rare, you know, like Waco out of Pittsburgh, they called us up and they're like, hey, we heard you have to go to New York. We want to fly you up there.
Wow.
And they flew us up there. And, yeah, the support was absolutely fantastic. It helped pay our bills. It helped pay our travel. You know, Christian, during the time, also with the support, you know, he was building a TikTok page, and he had like 90,000 people on TikTok.
Isn't that crazy?
So,
and you're like, I don't even have 90,000.
No. And his confidence built.
Neat.
So, you know, he's going through cancer, and his confidence is building, and he was at that preteen odd age anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the community is what built that confidence for him, mm-hmm. which is cool.
And that is an incredibly rare cancer. The Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center reports that only about 20 young people in the United States a year are claimed or contract this cancer and are claimed by it. And the process going through that has got to be so incredibly hard. And like you said, Doug, you might, and humorous, you may have bit off more than you can chew in beginning the Christian Hetty Foundation, but your heart's definitely in the right place. And I know that is going to keep motivating you to do this. What kind of specific help can the foundation offer to families going through this?
Yeah, well, first off, we went to MSK in New York, and I'm surprised they say it's as high as 20 because they told us kind of 5 to 10. Such a rare, rare cancer. But yeah, what we want to do is because they're during this process, we met 4 or 5 other families in our area that have kids with cancer, you know, from lymphoma or leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly enough, over the next 12 months, a couple more kids are going to be diagnosed. So we want to specifically help those families in our area
mm-hmm.
that have kids with cancer because it smacks you out of the blue. You have no idea what's happening. And just, you know, if you can say, hey, here's your bills, here's your groceries for the next 6 months. I mm-hmm. mean, anything you can do to help those families. Because the entire 15 months that we went through this journey, I was on autopilot. It was simply just, okay, go here, give him this medicine, do that. And then now I'm finally getting to the point where I can look back on it. And I sit here and I'm like, I have no idea what happened.
Wow.
So, but we want to help those families.
And how are you getting the awareness out there to those families that will help need help?
Facebook, you know, we've got Christian's Journeys. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's a regular Facebook page. It
has that.
Has about 60,000 followers on it. So we've been putting this information on that now, of course, via radio waves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I think we're going to do a promo at work, too, and we're going to get it out. But we really want to challenge, you know, schools, kids, middle school kids especially, because that was his age to do kickball teams. I know Web City's already saying that they're going to have about 3 teams of web, you know.
Awesome.
Middle school kids.
So you're putting the challenge out there.
Yeah, so Joplin. I mean.
Throwing down the gauntlet.
Carl Junction.
Carthage.
Yeah.
Come on.
Neosho.
Bring it.
Or teachers.
Sure.
Police departments, fire departments.
There you go.
I'm going to be knocking on some doors here over the next 2 months.
And you know what's harder for them to say no I mean, number one, no to, well, they say easily say no to the media, but but it's harder to the for them to say no when it's a good cause like this.
Right. And it's, plus it's going to be a fun day. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, we don't want people to be like, you know, remembering what happened. We want to raise awareness of what could happen and how to help those families. So we want Christian's name to honor this because he was such an inspiration for the entire community. I mean, he was, well, I always joke that he was like a 40-year-old man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would sit and talk to my son and he was like a 40-year-old man. So he was just an old soul. Mm-hmm. And he would be very upset with me if we didn't do something like this.
That is inspiring.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, September 17th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., King Jack Park.
Mm-hmm. Can't miss the crowd. That's what you need to aim for. How can people get pre-registered? Because I know that, you know, especially with the kickball tournaments, we want to time things out.
Right. So the Facebook page, Christian's Journey, we are putting about two or three posts on per week, and it has all the sign-ups for every single tournament. And you don't even have to sign up for a tournament. You can just come out and listen to live bands and eat some good food. Yep. So, I mean, that how do you beat that?
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Show your support.
Exactly.
And I'm sure you wouldn't say no to donations to go to it.
True. We would not say no.
It's right here on the Facebook page. Awesome.
Well, we've got more coming up here on Four States Live.
You're listening to Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett.